This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I think people want the Warriors to look like, I think they want them to heed that call. So if it, what you want is, this is what you focus on, nothing but this, swing the bat. And then he did. Warriors, Kuminga, Pods, whoever. Just come out with your butt on fire. Like, come out with your butt on fire. I don't care if all the shots go in. But can you guys just look like you are ferociously competing to stay out of the play-in tournament? Because right now, my biggest concern is that the press conferences sound more intense than the games look. That's what's bugging me about the Warriors. Their press conferences, well, we... like, we have to stay out of the play-in. And we have, I mean, it is all systems go. And we cannot have another effort like we did last night. We cannot do that. And then you come out and people are like, I have 2 points at halftime.
The starters had 10 combined in the first half.
Everybody had 2 points. All five of them.
Right.
Like, what is
that?
Why can't you look like your press conferences sound? That's my thing.
It's a fair point. And there's lots to chew on. And I'll start with the second point first, and I'll take your first point second, because the numbers would tell you that it's been all your problem. They are 18th in the league in first quarter point differential. They're a negative 0.7 for the year, which is 18th, which is bottom half. And you think, huh, what does that really mean? Well, last year you were 9th in first quarter point differential with a 0.8. So you're 1.5 points worse per first quarter this year. And I look at these last three games where you're a minus 6.7, including the Atlanta game where you lost it in the first quarter. And Bonte just said that Chris Mullin talks about how it's a first quarter league. And I kind of struck me like, I thought it was a fourth quarter league. But if your first quarter is so bad,
that's the tone.
The Atlanta game is a great example.
Yep.
You were chasing it the whole way. You never got back. Jonathan Kuminga. I love Kuminga. I think he's got a bright future. And, you know, whether or not he can score at all three levels or he's a bucket getter or finisher, that's not what this is about. It's about what you said first, Mark, the rebounds. And last night he had 2 rebounds. He had 2 rebounds in 25 minutes of basketball. The team got out-rebounded. He came up with a grand total of 2. And just looking at his stats of Rebounds per 36 minutes played. Now, I know not everybody plays 36. Almost nobody plays 36. Right. But for every 36 minutes he plays, he gets 6.5 rebounds, which puts him 15th among anybody who's played on the Warriors this year. He's behind Jackson Rowe, Yuri Collins, Pat Spencer.
Well, that
gets
more rebounds
per 36.
No. Point taken. Those are super small samples, but I bet
Santos is fourth.
Yep. Keep going.
You know, Reese Beekman, which is, you know, let's take all those guys out. Kevon and TJD, of course, per 36, but other names like, you know, D'Anthony Melton, he's barely ahead of what Melton was doing. Kuminga is 6'7" and the best jumper on the team, and you get 2 rebounds.
Where's Pods on that list?
Pods is 11th. He's getting 6.8 rebounds. Okay. This is per 36.
Right, so but he's ahead of Kuminga.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where's Gary Payton?
GP2 is 9th.
Okay, so he's
7.2. He's also ahead
of
Kuminga.
Donovan Kuminga. Okay.
He's only ahead of Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield, sure.
Curry and Moses among current Warriors. And Moses is out on the perimeter a lot,
I don't know what to do with that. That is a very, very damning stat. And again, this is not, I do not want to debate the merits of Jonathan Kuminga. I want to focus this all the way in. And it's not Kuminga that I even want to talk about. It's all of the guys. It's like the Warriors at times, not a lot, especially after Jimmy Butler arrived. Let's not forget, they've played very good basketball since Jimmy Butler arrived. But when the Warriors are not at their best, I do feel like they turn into teenagers, which is to say, I mean, I think Steve Kerr a lot rings the same bell over and over and over again, and they just don't do it. So I don't even need your stats to show up. I need you to look like you're trying to get them. That's what I want. I want Jonathan Kuminga to look like he's trying to get a rebound.
Right.
I want last night Jimmy Butler to look like he's trying, period. You know what I mean? I want Draymond Green to be somebody who is threatening you at three levels all the time. Like, the assist numbers need to be there. Look for your shot sometimes. Obviously, rebound the basketball, be amazing on defense. And when you say, oh, well, we can't do that for 4 quarters for 82 games, well, then that's where I throw up the red flag. That's why I'm skeptical. I don't understand why at this moment of the season it doesn't look like the Warriors' ass is on fire. That's my question.
Yeah, and that's,
I don't even care if you win. I don't even care if it works. Can you look like Guy Santos? All of you. Can you just look like Guy for one night? Ass on fire, hair flying, diving, freaking out, looking like you want the 6th seed. That's it.
Especially after a couple of nights off.
Yes.
I'm totally with you. And that's really mainly what's bugging me. And all the cuts that Granny's been playing from Tim Roy, who does play-by-play, but he also does the analyst work on the road because he's going solo. And, you know, all the cuts, you can hear Tim, and not frustration in his voice per se, because he's not a coach or a player, but yeah, he's kind of frustrated watching it, where the one he's like, you know, they doubled Davion Mitchell, and you leave Tyler Hero alone on the three-point line. Davion Mitchell will never be confused with an offensive threat. Tremendous defensive player out of Baylor, which is why he still has a job. But the Warriors just jump in and double him, and Tyler Hero just kind of drifts to the top of the circle, kaboo, and, you know, knocks down a three. It just, not only the physical errors, but the mental errors that they seem to be continually making, and that's where you get frustrated.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's also why you don't hear me and many others. I think you are in this boat too. We don't spend a lot of time after Warrior losses doing what I think the number one answer on the board is. Like, most fans, it's the same thing with a Niner game. Most fans, when a game doesn't go well, we go, hey, coach, you screwed up. And I lean very much the other direction. It doesn't ever mean you're not allowed to criticize a coach. It doesn't mean that it's never a coach's fault. They definitely own a piece of everything that goes on out there. But if you watched a game and you look at it and go, man, other team looks like they're hustling more, look like they want it more, look like they this, that, the other, then why would you wake up the next day talking about rotations? That is completely irrelevant to me. If you're having people have a hard time getting their butt on fire and playing like Gui Santos at a time where you need every possession, you need every quarter, you need every win, you need every single one to potentially do what you say you're obsessed with, which is Steph Curry's fifth ring. If that's what you say, and if you don't look like that, I don't care who's coaching the team.
Right.
I don't even want to know who's coaching the team.
And I don't think that it matters who's coaching the team. And last night's a good example where you mentioned it. All five starters had 2 points through the first 24 minutes of basketball. And, you know, they all played between 11 and 16 minutes. And yet it was twos, ahoy. Buddy had 10, good half. And you mentioned Gui, the only player who was a positive in plus minus with a sturdy little plus one. And just defensively, there were so many possessions where you got beat and you overhelped or you helped off the wrong guy. Miami was 8 of 11 from 3, and they shot 54% from the floor. You didn't pressure him into that many turnovers, and offensively, you were flat. And so you came out flat. You didn't have your ass on fire like you're talking about. Almost nobody did. And again, the first quarter, you can't keep having these big first quarter deficits, especially when you don't have 30 Steph Curry, because when you don't have Steph Curry, you're not really built for this.
No,
you shoot 35% from three as a team without Steph.
You're not a dynamic offensive team. What's that stat that was floating around a lot today? With Steph Curry, Warriors' offensive rating in the NBA is 6th. Without him, they're last.
Yeah.
Dead flipping last. You can't come out and fall down by 10.
Right.
Period.
And it's not only the Steph points, but it's also what Steph does for everyone else, including Jimmy Butler.
Of course.
You know, you see, and I think Bonte made a good point talking about how teams are now defending Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy is great and physical, but he can't be going down there and big boying guys like Bam Adebayo or, you know, the kid from Orlando who is going 6'10".
Ben Carroll.
Thank you, Ben Carroll. Drew a blank there. You can't all of a sudden take them down to the deep water and try to big boy them.
No.
You're not going to do that to Aaron Gordon, who might be 280 pounds. Guy's a monster.
He gets like, he gets looks bigger every 15 year. Pounds bigger every week.
Right.
I was a large man.
And he's fit. And I remember covering him in high school. And not that he was wiry, but he wasn't this.
No.
This guy's built like, go
watch Uncle Drew. He doesn't look like this.
Right.
He doesn't look like this at all.
No. He's built like a brick house.
A brick bleep house.
Totally.
Yeah.